Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Code. I am your hostess, Iman Jade. I have my co-host on the line. Ron, is that you?
No, it's not.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I hit the right one.
What's good?
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all some real shit. Every time I hear the SWV, all I can hear is on SJ since the 90s. I get so. Didn't nigga know the lyrics at all.
All right, so I don't know if it's me or not, but y'all sound a little, you know what I'm saying, a little funky coming in. All right, well, I'm going to hang up and call back in.
This nigga said I'm going to hang up and call back in.
Sorry, guys. I lost myself. Sorry. I apologize. Because my phone line dropped for whatever reason. Maybe I'm just moving around. How y'all people doing?
I'm straight, but I think Ron said he's going to hang up and call back.
Okay. Ron, is that you? Is that you right there? Is that you, Ron? Is that you, Ronald? I keep forgetting about this other number. What's up, good old black people? What's going on? What's happening?
Getting harassed.
Hello?
On the phone.
Oh, Lord. Ron, you got to hear
what's
this
up,
story.
What's up?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
All right. What's up?
Ron, you got to hear this story. Before we get into that story, we drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate things. Tonight, we're talking about nothing but the 90s. If you were in the 70s, 80s, I don't know if Ron was born in the 60s or some shit, but, we talked about the 90s.
Not only is that fucked up, but kiss my black ass.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. So, we're talking about the 90s, so that's what we're talking about. But before we get into the conversation of the 90s, Ron, I want you to hear what happened to Dre today.
Oh, Lord. Is this possum activity?
Nigga, this is old possum
activity.
Not granny activity.
Right
please
up
continue.
Your alley, Mr. Ron. Check this
he
out.
Said, please continue.
So, Ron, I got to hit you with it. So, boom. I'm minding my business today, right? Just chilling, listening to the Zelda, relaxing. I get two phone calls. The number looked crazy as hell if I didn't answer. I'm going to answer this shit like a damn bill collector. I'm like, wait a minute. A bill collector calling out the motherfucking damn after 8, I don't think. So I ignored it.
They don't call after 9.
All of a sudden, I get this fucking text message, and it was like followed by two damn ugly-ass pussy pictures, a titty pic. And then the lady said, do I sound like a man now on the phone? You was on hotgrandmas.com. HoneyGrandma.com. I was in your inbox and I was trying to holler. You were trying to holler at me, but now you don't want to holler. I was like, yo, you got the wrong number. She was like, oh, really? Your number's on here, blah, 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 blah. And then I didn't touch the back. This motherfucker called me back and she was just going in. So she called back with a block number. I thought it was my homeboy, because he always called him with a block number and shit. This trapper said, do I sound like a man that? You got them pussy pictures. You got them titty pictures. Yeah. I'm all woman. She was just going the fuck off on me, man. I'm like, ma'am.
Wow.
Ma'am. She got the wrong number. I'm just trying to tell her that she got the wrong number. This bitch was not having it. You hear me? She cussed me the fuck out and then said I was lying about being on the damn website. I ain't even know that website existed until I looked it up when she was talking to me.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you, Dre.
Oh, Lord.
I believe her. I believe you was the one. No, you was like, listen, sir, I don't know what I'm saying. I don't want to talk to you, sir. Do I sound like a man now? Young man, do I sound like I zip my britches
young
up,
man.
Young man? No. I sit down and
yeah,
young man.
He said, I zip my britches up, young man. Oh, shit. Oh, God, I'm going to fall out in the floor. Oh, shit. This is why you need to tell Ron. Because all I could do was motherfucking laugh. Because I was just thankful I wasn't here to see it or hear it. Because I've been trying to rest all day. And the way my rest is set up right now, it's some fuck shit. So, oh, God. And he said he sounded like he was sounding like me talking to people when I used to talk to people from city. Ma'am.
I was trying to explain it this up. I'm like, ma'am.
You said, sir.
It does not mean that she was not fucking having it, yo.
Sir. You should have said, sir. That's what you should have said.
And then I got to laugh at myself. I said, why the fuck am I smelling like damn Jamie and this motherfucker? Like, what the fuck is this? That bitch was not having it. So evidently, somebody got me off and got my shit. I had some strange ass calls the last couple of days.
Sure,
somebody don't like you, friend. Somebody don't
sure
like
it wasn't you.
It wasn't me.
Just go ahead
and
admit that it was you, and you was looking for some old pussy. Just admit it, Dre. It's nothing wrong with old pussy. It's good. Doesn't get pregnant anymore.
It's like
the perfect bank. You make deposits, but there are no withdrawals. Just, you know what I'm saying? Just splash right in that old pussy.
I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up now. Ew.
Don't front for me. Listen, all I know is that, you know what I'm saying, she done had all these years to perfect her pussy game. You know what I'm saying? She ain't getting pregnant. You know what I'm saying? She probably got a good credit score. You know what I'm saying? Her children are moved out. That sounds like the perfect bitch.
She was standing on a deck, so she probably got a nice little house. Nigga, you need to play some legs. You might want to apologize to Miss Patricia. You might want
right.
to call her back and apologize. Ma'am, mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Not even baby, I'm sorry. Ma'am, I'm sorry. It was me earlier.
No,
I was just
saying
a bad trick on you.
I digress. I do apologize. My apologies for me being less than gentleman I'm supposed to be, man. I said.
This nigga done hit me with the hog porn.
You know what I'm saying, man? You gotta talk to her with the utmost, you know what I'm saying, Confederacy respect. You know what I'm saying? Like Miss Beulah. Don't play that shit, nigga.
Not Miss Beulah. Miss Beulah's back.
Miss Beulah don't play that shit, nigga. Nigga, she was getting pussy when Martin Luther King was getting pussy. You know what I'm saying? She was fucking the same bitches Martin Luther King was fucking. So you know she's going to stop playing, nigga.
That's Miss Patricia. That's Miss Patricia.
Exactly. They was fucking the same bitches.
Not the same bitches.
The same bitch. She was freaking off, you know what I'm saying? Like after, you know what I'm saying, Martin caught one in the head, she was like, all right, well, let me make his bitches feel good. You know what I'm saying? So.
I shan't participate in this tomfoolery that you have spouting out your mouth.
I shouldn't talk like that. I apologize.
You ever realized, as I'm talking to y'all, I am also packing for my next trip. Yo, I got a lot of motherfucking clothes. I should never be like, I ain't got nothing to wear. Never. When you look at something like, oh, that's a bodysuit. That's what that is? Oh, okay. Yeah, I got too many clothes. Okay. So, yeah. I'm looking for my dog on black tank top so I can put it in my dog on bag. What the fuck?
All right.
But anywho,
nobody really gonna give a fuck about you and your trip.
You care, cause you care. You know you care, nigga. What the fuck?
Where you going?
You care. I don't know where I'm headed. I don't find out till Sunday where I'm heading. Nigga, do you know this week I went to motherfucking Portland, Maine?
I don't know.
Nigga,
wow.
I was the only one of us on that goddamn plane.
Wow. Only one? The only one?
Say what was it? I was the only one of us on the plane. The only one of us. I kid you not, I didn't see a black person on my flight until I had to go to, where did I have to go to?
The barbecue
convention? No, motherfucker, let me tell you. It was on my trip to Salisbury, Maryland. And it was only one, and it was just me and them. But when I got ready to go to Detroit, let me tell you, Detroit did not disappoint me. Detroit started bringing what they had in Philadelphia. You hear what I tell you?
Because
I had a young lady get on my plane who ain't have on no bra. She had on a jumpsuit and her titties were sagging and I could see them. So listen. Ma'am, can you please cover up? Can you put your jacket on, please? How did you get through security like this? this is what Philadelphia offered me on my way to Detroit, and you see, Detroit did not steer away from this. You saw them pink ass boots and that pink ass shirt.
That was Detroit,
and that's in the airport. That was Detroit. That was in the airport. So, yeah, Stephen Stan.
That ain't make no fucking sense, Neva. I'm going to just tell you that bitch looked like she was a big walking pink Corona.
Nigga, here. You know what? We're done talking about this. We're going to talk about the 90s.
Fucking corona. Not even a virus. Just a fucking walking beer. This is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, man. So I'll tell y'all in the group chat about the rest of my week. But, so I don't know where I'm headed. Sunday, I asked them to be the first person out if they call. So my reserve time starts at 5 a.m. So that means they could call me at 5 a.m. They can call me at 3:30 and be like, hey, you have a 6:30 flight to somewhere. And I got to get my black ass up and go. So yeah.
Everybody that feels sorry for her, raise your hand.
Fuck you, bitch. Come on, man. Well, fuck you, you poor monkey. How about that? You poor
monkey. I ain't gonna make that. I'm petty as all hell. Fuck that.
Why must you be petty against me? Ain't nobody been petty against you. I got you a good story today. And this is how you do me?
A good story would have been like, hey, Patricia, I'm going to meet you at the Holiday Inn. You come over here and suck your tits.
This nigga here.
Not the Holiday Inn.
Put some applesauce in your pussy and let me fuck you.
Apple. You know what? We're moving on. Tonight, I told y'all been talking about the 90s. Yo, this nigga.
Why?
I can't.
Patricia and her 90-year-old pussy with applesauce. That's the 90s.
It's not the 90s. That's some bullshit, and you know it. Oh, God. What did I sign up for? Where's Taylor? Where's Keisha Taylor at? Because I can't do this by myself tonight. I don't want to. So, Ron, you and Dre, y'all was in trouble in the 90s. Me, I was still in somebody's middle school, in high school. What was y'all doing in the 90s?
I'm going to ask you to pick a topic or pick a thing, and I'll tell you what the thing was in the 90s with that thing.
Okay, we're going to start off slow. We're going to talk clothes first.
Okay, so boom. 1990. We talking about Jabot was the shit. Jabot.
Yeah, man. I want to be something
like this wasn't the beginning of Jabot. This was like Jabot was like, you know what I'm saying, established. Almost about to go out, you know what I'm saying, if you want the truth. Jabot, the shit. Everybody wore their J's even back then, but it was more sneakers back then. So you could rock a pair of New Balance. You know what I'm saying? You could rock a pair.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You could rock them at least. You could rock your Sauconys. You know what I'm saying? You could rock. You know what I'm saying?
Not just the Coneys.
What?
Yep, the Charles Barkley.
Stop doing it, nigga. Stop playing. No, I mean, you can rock the different sneakers and still be respect. You can still put on a pair of old Pumas. You know what I'm saying? But, of course, you know, Nike was starting to take over the world at that time. So, you know, the Dennis Rodmans. You know what I'm saying? The Rodmans was the shit in the early 90s. You know what I'm saying? Besides the Jordans, but... Then clothes up in the Northeast. It was, I mean, you know, polo has always been, you know what I'm saying, whatever. But other things like cross colors was the shit. Remember cross colors? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they were wearing the you know what I'm saying, the sweaters and all them shit, you know what I'm saying, the different colleges. That was like, you know, the fashion. It was after the medallion shit, like
color skin, the car, shit like that. So that was it back then.
Okay.
And then, like, when you come to, like, me, where we was at, for those who seen the documentary, music-wise, to me, it centered around Stretching Bobbito. Stretching Bobbito was the epicenter of my world, music-wise, and everything radiated outside from there.
And the only thing I hated about this shit, I couldn't pick this shit up until I got in certain parts of Virginia.
Hello?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You here?
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, I remember I went through that damn phase when Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul came out. I lost my damn mind. I was getting like the skin pants that I was wearing and shit with all the colors in. The shirts, the medallions and shit. Yeah, you couldn't tell me nothing when this shit came out. Then the hardcore era came in. I had to switch that shit up. I had to get my baggy ass Carl Canale, Bill Rods with the one buckle in the front. You had to take both straps and put the fucking buckle in the front. Man. The airbrush short when BB came to you think?
We were really into fashion in high school, but we were, you know what I'm saying, so purchase GQ and, you know what I'm saying, you see the difference. I mean, shit, that we would go with you. There was no way to get clothes because there ain't nobody in the hood that had no shirt. You know what I mean? So we was shit like,
yeah, yeah. You
know what I'm saying? Walk away was the shit back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Shit like, you know what I'm saying? We, yeah.
And don't forget about this shit that Clay did, that School of Hard Knocks, his clothing line was the shit.
School of Hard Knocks, you know what I'm saying? That was, you know what I'm saying, towards the mid, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it definitely was different. Joints that we wore, that it was trying to show our own originality. You know what I mean? Like the fashion definitely was more us back then. Like I said, you had the cross colors, you had the Carl Canale. You know what I'm saying? Fat Farm was just coming out. You know what I'm saying? Even motherfuckers like Naughty by Nature had Naughty Gear. You know what I mean? Like
Naughty
we had
Gear.
All.
Oh my God! If you had the fit in them drawers, you was fit for life.
Nigga. The pajamas. We had a pajama party one time and nigga pulled out the Naughty Gear pajamas. Oh, nigga, I got pussy off back.
I wasn't even old enough.
You had the pajamas, but check this out. I was in the video. When they sat there at the North Carolina part, they were here at the Carolina Mall. And they sat there and you know, Carolina niggas are the craziest. Yeah, North Carolina was in there, but they had all of their homeboys in the front of the damn crowd, so you really couldn't see nobody in there, motherfucker.
Maybe.
The beginning of the 90s, I thought I was grown because I'm a college freshman in 91. So I'm thinking.
Wait a minute, what was I doing in 91? Nigga, I was still in elementary school. Wait a minute. I was in the fifth grade, nigga. Okay, I'm sorry.
I was fucking, and I was smarter than the fifth grader. How about that?
I hate you. You make me fucking sick.
Drinking, drugging, fucking, you know what I'm saying?
It was a beautiful time in 1991. It was motherfucking the show. I still remember a lot of the shit that happened. Surprising.
Is that when you had your bout with that STD we talked about some weeks ago? You had your bout with that?
That was more 92-ish.
That was more 92. Okay. Jeez Louise. Well.
The reason I say that was more 92, because that was her. And she was a year behind me. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
Like, her name, I won't say. The other bitches, I'll say their name, but I got respect for her, so I ain't going to say her name. I ain't going to blow her.
Oh, you got respect for her. You got respect for her, and she almost took you out.
She ain't take me out, nigga. It was crabs. Nigga, crabs don't take nobody out. Nigga, you cook crabs.
Nigga, you was itchy. You was itchy, bitch. You was itchy.
Nigga, itchy, nigga. Itchy and scratchy, nigga.
Nigga, yeah. You was sitting around just scratching and itching.
Nigga, I was fucking doing the most. I was about to. You ever see a dog, you know what I'm saying, and how they fucking scratch up their own skin? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I was about to fuck.
I said, sometimes, do we really need to know the story? Sometimes. Do we really?
You know what we need to have? We need to have, this is the 90s, definitely. We need to have an episode of Total Honesty.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can talk about it. We can talk about it.
Problem is, I think we know too much about each other. No, man, that like, nigga, you're lying about that.
You like, you can't even tell no lie, cause we know you're way
not,
too much,
nigga,
about each other.
I'm not even gonna ask you certain questions. I'm not trying to get you in no trouble.
I'm not even gonna ask that, cause we got to be.
I know. I was Dre when I said that. I was talking to Dre, not you, my,
oh,
not you,
oh,
my,
oh,
one,
oh.
You. Talking about Dre.
Nigga. Hell, sometimes I ain't shit. So, I mean, I understand that about myself. You know, it takes a really strong person and, you know, knowledgeable to know that they ain't shit sometimes. Sometimes
yes,
I am some shit, but, and then sometimes I ain't shit.
I don't know which one is worse. And when I eat it, I don't know which one is worse.
Say what?
That should be confusing me. Like, I don't know which one to be. Should I be shit? Sometimes being shit is worse than not being shit.
Right. Like sometimes, you know, I just be like, you know, I don't feel like doing the right thing today. I just don't feel like it. I don't feel it in my spirit. I don't want to.
And I'm not going to do it.
And I'm not going to do it. So sometimes that shit happens, and hey. It is what it is, you know?
All right, let's talk to the moment.
Okay, so, I wasn't, like I said, I'm really not going to handle stories from the 90s because I was in middle school and
right.
Shit.
Yeah, young man.
I'm going to tell you the best part of the 90s. The best part,
yeah.
Besides the cast, was the music.
Oh, Lord.
The what?
I think we already talked about
the music. The music and the dances. Like, in the 90s, the dances they're doing there, that ain't shit. In the 90s, it didn't work out when you was dancing, man. If you was dancing and you wasn't as damn, as we soaking wet and sweating from dancing, nigga, suddenly you wasn't dancing. You know how hard it is to do the running man with 27 different dance songs? And they all
first
of
all, you dumb trying to do them all.
You couldn't switch it up. You know what I'm saying? You had to do the damn running. You had to do the what was they calling them shit when they used to kick their leg up and down go side to side and shit. The they was calling it the leader of the new school slash the food snickers when they were doing the little kicks and shit. He had to do that shit.
You sound like he was stressed out.
I'd be glad. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. I'm like, he was dancing with a fucking silver belt or a green belt. I don't fucking know what this nigga was doing.
The music was so hot. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers didn't even know that they had hidden messages in them, like the host of this show. Sitting there singing grown ass nasty songs, you didn't know what she was singing.
Listen, we just liked the songs and we thought they was about love and shit. And it come to find out it really wasn't about love. You know, and I didn't learn that until a few years ago. And hell, I was in my motherfucking 30s when I learned that shit. So, don't judge me. Don't be judgmental.
We had the bomb ass.
I just like the scene.
We had television, nigga. We had the sitcom. Television, yeah. All reality shows. Every damn thing's a reality show.
Nigga, you a reality show. You ain't know that
at
about
the
yourself?
Same time, you got a you sounding real old, Dre. And the reason I say that is because I understand that certain things was better to you in the 90s. But I could be 100 with it and be like, yo, I know shit from the 80s and 70s that was better than that shit from the 90s. Like, you can't tell
me too.
A fucking TV show that was better than fucking All in the Family or fucking The Jeffersons or Soap. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me no show that was better than the Flip Wilson show. You know what I'm saying? From the 90s. I mean,
yeah.
All right, so you got Living Color. Living Color was probably better than Flip Wilson. It might have been better than the Flip Wilson show, but what if the Richard Pryor show don't get cut off? You know what I'm saying? Is that not better? Like I hear what you're saying, but and then motherfuckers talk about, all right, Living Color with the shit, but is it debatable that the Chappelle show was 10 times better? Not even debatable. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
So I hear what you're saying, you know what I'm saying, about our... and I love our years, too, and our music. But, yo, I was really, you know what I'm saying, like, even nowadays, that shit the baby got, you know what I'm saying, that new shit he got out, you know what I'm saying, like, that shit really impressed me that this young nigga could really, you know what I'm saying, be in touch with the times and spit some shit like that. So, I hear what you're saying, but you sound like an old man when you say it.
He is an old man. He is an old man, just like you're an old man.
Yeah, but I mean, real talk. So, The Wire came out in the early 200s. There's never been a better show than that.
The win, the 200s. I ain't never lived in the 200s. I lived in the 2000s. I ain't lived in the 200s.
I said 200s. My bad.
Yeah, 2000s.
We'll stop trying to. Your young whippersnapper ass will stop trying to fucking talk about me.
Yeah, I did not live in the 200s. They did not have me in the 200s. I did not know.
So the other day, Shorty is booking the flight, right? So she booking the flight.
Going?
She was like, "You was born in 73, right?" I said, "No, I was born in 74." She was like, "Yeah, 1874, right?" I was like, "Fuck you." You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all gonna stop? You know what I'm saying? Having jokes about a nigga age. You know
where y'all
saying?
Looking to fly to? Am I going to be on Friday soon? Where y'all going?
I don't know. Vegas.
Oh, no. I ain't going there.
Yeah, you ain't going there.
My flight ain't going there. Hey, I'm just trying to be y'all flight attendant. That's all it was. I was trying to make some money.
I ain't mad. As a matter of fact, tell me where you going. You know what I'm saying? Tell me your route. I'll find a flight to go with. You know what I'm saying? I'll do that. Fuck it.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
You going to come hang with me on my flight?
Why the fuck not?
I don't know.
No, I'm saying it got to be a long flight though. It can't be no little, you know what I'm saying, 47 minute joint. No, I'm saying I got to.
My flight ain't no longer than 2 hours. We don't play these games. My flight is no longer than 2 hours.
Yo, why are we fucking going to Vegas? And it's a layover. But the shit say it takes 7 hours and 40 something minutes. I'm like, nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Where y'all laying over at?
But I don't even know. She did all the shit.
So look, listen. So y'all going to Vegas since it's open back up, right? Let me know how it is. Cause I'm not going to that bitch until the first round of y'all go.
Well, it's the 21st of next month.
All right, okay.
We leaving now. But I was kind of nervous too. I ain't gonna hold you. You know what I'm saying? I was kind of nervous. I'm like, y'all don't know what the fuck. But it was some deal niggas got. I was like,
y'all gonna stop flying for
$29.
Y'all gonna stop flying for $29.
No, it was the deal wasn't
y'all
even the flight wasn't even a deal. It was the fucking
hotel.
You know what I'm saying? That was the deal. You know what I'm saying? It was like this giving. I was like, what? That nice ass? For what? For how long? For when? For yes, nigga. For yes. Here goes the money. For deposited in.
He said for yes. This nigga here. This nigga here right here. So, you know what? Dre was talking about how Tribe Called Quest was out then at that time. So, listen. My favorite out of all the Tribe Called Quest songs, and I know it's probably the corniest one that they ever had, but that doggone I Left My Wallet at the Dundo with my joint. I don't care. Nobody said. I don't care. That was my jam. And that was it. I don't care.
I am not mad at you. I mean,
I ain't lying.
But that's my point. At that point, when that song came out, it gave me a certain energy. You know what I'm saying? Watching Video Music Box and seeing that video, you know what I'm saying? It puts me in a certain mood. So when these children nowadays hear Lil Uzi and they get that same mood, who the fuck am I to say that? You know what I'm saying? My mood is more valid than your mood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because my mood was in 92 and yours is in 2018. I'm saying mine's is better. Like, nah, I mean, because then somebody in 1976 would be like, nah, mine's is better.
I can't reach that.
That's because you're short, nigga.
Man. I'm tall on my plane, bitch. How about that?
Stupid. She said, I'm tall. Hey, wait. I'm tall on my plane, bitch. Nigga. Nigga did it with the bitch. All right, I got you. So you gonna stop bitching me, though. I know that shit, nigga.
Y'all gonna be like, this plane is so small. Okay, I can reach stuff. I can reach all types of stuff.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can you help me with my baggage up here? I'm trying to put in the overhead compartment.
It don't fit.
Like, nigga,
you put a red tag on.
Nigga,
anyway.
You don't see this 4'3" body. You gonna really ask me to help you with this old nigga?
No. First of all, I ain't 4'3". But anyway, but my plane is so small that your carry-on can't fit, so you need to red tag that shit at the door. Sure. Yeah. So red tag that. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much. Yep.
Stupid.
Play no games.
Excuse me, ma'am. You got it up there by yourself. You can get it down by yourself. I am not your fucking baggage lady. I am your flight attendant.
Hey, I am only here to make sure you're safe. That's the only reason why I'm here. I'm only here to make sure you're safe.
And you look awful safe to me on the floor, light all done and shit.
Wait, you're safe. You're safe. You're safe here.
Right. And now, if you can't walk down these steps to this flight, then that's on you.
I make sure you got a wheelchair at the end. You got four wheelchairs out there? They shake their head, yeah? Okay, good. I got your four wheelchairs. Only people that I really, like, I pay attention to everybody, but it's when I'm telling Dre I have some unaccompanied minors that like to fly. So I got to make sure them babies are sitting right in front with me. You're going to sit here. I don't want you back there with the people that you don't know. Sit right here. Yep. Don't play no games about them babies. Oh, Lord. I think I packed everything that I need. I think I did. I'm trying to. So, I know we're talking about the 90s, but I'm also doing multiple things at the same time. So, I'm trying to condense my bag down to just one instead of me having to carry two in a lunchbox. I'm about to make this shit happen.
Yo, wow. All right. So, thinking the 90s, Lord. Right? When I think about the 90s,
oh,
I think
Lord.
About nigga shit, right?
Oh, Lord, this nigga
is,
here.
I'm saying, is that appropriate that a lot of nigga shit happened in the 90s also?
Nigga, you just been a nigga all your life. So, you did some real niggerish ass shit. So, at least a nigga niggerish. I mean, we know you niggerish.
You know what? Fuck
okay,
it.
Sorry.
But you're right, though. No, but you're right, though. But you're right. No, fuck you, because you're right. Not just but you're right, but because you're right. You know what I'm saying? So, the other night, I had some issues with my vehicle, right? So, I called my dude that lived downstairs from me. He said, all right, I'm about to drop my brother off. We're going to turn around. We're going to help you with your shit. Boom. So I was able, my shit stopped running, started running again. It was overheated.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to get home. He got home. He bought me the shit we needed. Boom, we fixed it. Bada boom. As we in the middle of fixing it, these little niggas on my floor, they having a birthday party for a 16-year-old. First of all, a 16-year-old shouldn't be having a fucking birthday party with no adult supervision.
Okay.
One thing leads to another.
Right.
It becomes a fight. This dude, 14-year-old boy, gets punched in his face. He calls his daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
daddy comes, all kind of nigga shit going on. And I'm saying to myself, I'm like, yo, I'm too old to be around this shit. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, I just want my car fixed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't sign up for none of these fucking, know what I'm saying, these motherfuckers who... Nigga, I'm 3 times older than you, nigga. Plus some. I wish you would say something smart to me. Yo, I'm older than your daddy, nigga. I will fuck your daddy up, nigga.
Oh,
if you don't get the fuck away from me with this bullshit.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I didn't sign up for this shit. I ain't built for this shit no more. I ain't got the patience for these little fucking fuckers. You know what I'm saying? Where are your parents at? I'm sorry, I'm dead. My apologies.
No, it's fine. I mean, I understand and stuff.
Then the nigga father come back acting like he got a gun, nigga ain't got no gun.
What?
But the youngin house who he knocked on did have a gun and came out with his. You see how niggas be getting shot for no fucking reason? Because they fronting.
Yeah.
Now, this nigga in his mid-30s with a 14-year-old just got punched in his face, and he want to come front like he got a gun about to catch a bullet in his fucking face.
Mm.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with people, man?
Niggas. Niggas and flies.
Niggas. Nigga shit. In 2020, we still got nigga shit going on. We ain't past it.
I can take my book bag instead of that heavy-ass bag. As long as it's black, I can take my book bag. That's what we gonna do. Hey, look at that bitch speaking with more and shit.
That's the same book bag you had in the 90s with your little young ass, too, right?
Nope, bitch, I didn't. Even though
you real comfortable with that bitch coming out your mouth. I know that, nigga. I see that shit. That shit is real comfortable coming out your fucking mouth. That bitch shit is real fucking loose on your fucking palate, I see. Shit rolls
sorry,
off the tongue rather easy.
Listen. You be all right. You be all right, nigga. You gonna be all right. Big Hemity,
oh,
women. What is this? Is this another pocket? No, don't listen.
Yo,
Dre,
you should have seen. Speaking of nigga shit and 90 shit, Dre, wow, I just, you know what I'm saying, bust these niggas. This one nigga in the head took his last little $27 rolling dice.
My love, I got
a pack of dice in my truck.
Thank you, God.
So he stepped in my truck for a second, and he seen the dice. He said, "What you doing with those, OG?" I can show you, but I can tell you. Oh, so it was good. You know what I mean? So I can say, I only got $100 bill. I'm gonna. I got change, OG. I got change. Thank you, but I don't think I'll be leaving.
And he
got
throw that little boy money.
Exactly.
I seen some motherfuckers doing this shit the other day, 3-car model.
Oh my God.
What?
See,
oh,
but
yeah.
That's what it is. They play craps. I told these niggas I play CeeLo, so I had 3 dice. They ain't used to 3 dice, they used to 2 dice. Nah, well, fuck that nigga, I ain't doing this 2 dice shit.
Y'all niggas still living in the goddamn 90s, and we in the 2020s.
Nigga, I'm in the 90s. All right, so can I keep it 100 with y'all?
Oh, Lord, this nigga here.
So.
We ready.
Every once in a while, what I'll do to stay off the grid or stay off the map, or for my own little particular reasons, I'll switch from having my check direct deposited to have a physical check sent to me. So I'm in that cycle now where I switch to have a physical check sent to me. And Monday I took off because I was waiting for my fucking check. And I'm sitting in my car waiting for the mailman. And my man, he was off. He was like, "Yo, why you sitting in your car?" So I'm just sitting here waiting for the mailman. He said, "Nigga, you really is a fucking hood." He said, "Niggas don't do that no more. Niggas don't sit down and wait for the fucking mailman no more." Yo, the nigga went in on me. The nigga said, "Yo, you go put your clothes in the fucking shopping cart and take them to the laundromat next, nigga." He said, "What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing? Why are you in the fucking 70s? Nigga, what the fuck are you waiting for the mailman?" Yo, the nigga went in on me. I was like, "Oh, shit. I do feel old."
Nigga,
you got a fucking rotary phone upstairs, nigga? Nigga, yo.
Oh, man. Oh,
this nigga
man.
Went in on me. I was like, "Oh, shit. I do feel like an old motherfucker."
Oh, man, friend. You that old?
Nigga, stop playing.
You that old ass nigga.
Stop playing, nigga.
Okay,
listen, either you get old or you die young. You know what I'm saying? You choose which one you want. How about that?
I'm going to be old and flying around because I ain't going to never retire.
I hear that.
I'm going to be one of them people they talk about now. You know she been here 41 years? She still flying at 80?
Hey, look at her. You could tell when she was young, she was a nice, tender thing, too. Look at her. Look, you can see. You see how she's shaped right there? How old are you? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
That's why Dre should have talked to Miss Patricia. Even though she ill-shaped now, she might have been something
back in
her day.
Thank you. So, you know, listen.
She ill-shaped now.
Think of it this way, nigga. If you got a good bottle of wine, and you know what I'm saying, you cork that shit, and you don't drink that shit for 15 years, or you got a good Hennessy, nigga, and you don't open that shit for 15 years, you let that shit just marinate?
Listen,
when you took a shot of that Hennessy after that shit marinate for 15 years, some white Hennessy, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Marinate. You take a shot of that shit, nigga.
That's why that nigga's
gonna be instantly intoxicated, nigga. You fuck Miss Jerry, son, and she gonna fucking blow your fucking whole back out, nigga. You fuck with her if you want.
Oh,
to.
Hey, Ron, I'm going to tell you some 90s shit that I did. And I think about it the other day because I actually talked to the chick on the phone and she remembered when I did the shit. Shit.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I apologize because I know sometimes I cut people off and I apologize. I don't give a fuck about that bitch. We talking about you fucking this old lady right now. No,
this motherfucker said, she called me and she was talking to me. She said, I remember you was mean as fuck to me. She said, you remember when you damn paid me? I said, what? And she was like, you paid me 304. I said, oh shit. I said, damn. And then for those that don't know, 304, you turn that bitch upside down.
She's a hoe. I said that. So.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. You were horrible people.
That was the first back in the day.
I mean, I used to have a pager and shit. Oh, yeah, I had one. And a secular phone. And if you paged me, you really wanted to talk to me because I had one of them 800 numbers and you had a pen to go along with it.
Damn.
Yo. That, yeah.
That motherfucker mashing buttons all day just until some bitch can beat you.
You must really wanted to talk to me if you beat me. I said,
damn.
I beat you. Why you ain't calling me back?
800 number.
Yep.
How the
and
fuck you know it was me that fucking beeped you 304? It wasn't me, nigga. I didn't
say,
do that.
How you know? How you know, bitch? You don't know nothing.
You don't know nothing. Nothing is what you know.
You don't know now, ho. That's been the places I've been. I'm sorry. That was the 2000s. Sorry, that was the 2000s
because the 90s was, don't stop, pop that pussy, let me see you, doo-doo fam.
Sorry. Hey, listen. Even though I was only in middle school and high school, I listened to music. I danced. I was twerking a long time ago. That's how my daughter realized when we went to go see the Yin Yang Twins. She was like, why is my mama twerking?
It's certain songs that through the years have always been the shit, right? So, right, when we was in the 90s and you heard Frankie Beverly and Maze, that got the party popping just like it did 10 years before that, just like it still do now. You know what I mean? Certain shit. But then they had certain new shit that got the party popping in a whole different way. When them niggas put on shit like the Black Sheep, John, you can get with this or you can get with that. And they say, engine number 9 on the New York
transit
line. If the train
goes
off the track,
pick it up,
nigga.
Sorry, nigga.
That was a, when fucking Dos Effects came out with the bump, skillety bump, skillety bump, hump, nigga, I thought I was going to bump my fucking head. What's going on with music? I don't know. This whole party scene then changed. We don't even know what to do no more. And then, being where I'm from, I don't know how other people feel about it, but it was like the heyday of reggae also. So
yeah,
you got the Boujoux, you got the Shabbas, you got the Beanies, you got the Sprocks. It's ridiculous. Oh, my God. It was just like.
Daddy Freddy, Red Rat.
Oh, stop it. It just,
I don't
know what I'm saying. It was a place creatively that we can be very proud of. Even though, you know what I'm saying, I'm not saying it's any better or any worse than other places, but I think it's evident that it was very, very, you know, fruitful. Let's say that. And speaking of the night, like right now, yo, that bitch gonna take that fucking cup off my car. What the fuck is wrong with her?
Oh, Lord. Oh, God.
This
nigga here.
Please hold.
Oh, Lord. This nigga gonna put us on hold like we AT&T somebody. I like to put you on hold for a moment. Is that okay? No, it's not motherfucking okay.
No, I can't, motherfucking hoe.
The fuck? Dude, he's sitting with a white voice, too. He's hoe.
He's hoe. Listen, let me tell you something.
Nah, nigga, I had to regulate right quick. What the fuck is going on, bitch? You ain't got no coaster or nothing. You ain't got no rings on my shit. What the fuck is wrong with you, bitch? This ain't your fucking, you know what I'm saying? This ain't your end table, nigga. You know, fucking, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He said pre-coat. Thank you for calling, Ron.
Pardon me. I mean, my bad. I had to know what I'm saying.
Please hold. Please hold.
No, it was the way he said it because he just popped up. He just disappeared all of a sudden. Please hold.
My name is not in bulk. I am not about to hold on. No.
I'm saying I had to respectfully, you know what I'm saying, dismiss myself for a few moments.
Not respectfully, this I did not decide if I wanted that shirt or not, so therefore I'm not going to get it.
Whatever. All right. So, Amaj, being younger, what is your two or three memories of the 90s that if you had to encapsulate the 90s into like a few memories, what would be those memories?
Since I did middle school and high school in the 90s because I graduated from high school in 1999. So I would say, shoot, my whole high school, my whole 4 years I was from and filled with memories. Because if you looked at me now and you looked at me then, you could see the person I might have become. Because I didn't do the whole, even though I love clothes and shit, I didn't do the tight stuff. I wore the baggy jeans and the big T-shirts and all of that. But the only time you really saw me in anything tight was when I had to dance at school. Like, that was about the only time you saw it. So I would say my whole 4 years of high school was just freaking awesome. I didn't get picked on or nothing. I did get in a couple of fights and shit. And it was easy to have, like, I will say this, like, you didn't have, when you went to parties and shit, you didn't have to worry about somebody pulling out a gun or, you know what I'm saying? That shit just didn't happen. If you were going to fight, you fought. And then y'all went back to party. Am I the only one who went to shit like that? Or I don't know, bitch, y'all was old.
No, it just depends on where you was at. Because I know some spots, shit, it was busting.
Because, it just depends on where you was at. Because in the 90s, it was definitely a different time. But even before that, in the late 80s, it was, like, in New York, that was, like, the crack era was, you know what I'm saying, like, in its height. I started high school in 87. So 87, 88, 89, it was like a lot of crack. So it was a lot of shooting for no reason. You know what I'm saying? And it was very reckless at that point.
Gotcha. I think it was probably grown up.
Well, these bitches is real reckless on niggas' vehicles. Like, this bitch is all like.
Nigga, you got to go outside for a second? What's to do? Stop fucking fuzzing. Stop smelling. Stop fuzzing.
My bad. Uh-oh. I apologize. Excuse me. Nothing. My bad. I digress. As you were saying, man.
But yeah, I think all my school was just freaking out.
But come on, you gotta have some memories of the 90s, you know what I'm saying?
I was in middle school. Dre already told that I was singing songs that I wasn't supposed to be singing.
All right. Let me ask the question this way.
Okay.
If there was a handful of things that happened in the 90s that you can't describe the 90s without these things, let's go around in the cycle and start. I'll start with the OJ trial.
Oh, Lord.
You can't talk about the 90s without talking about the OJ trial. Will we agree with that? Will we agree with that?
Okay.
Hell,
okay.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say the OJ trial.
When did OJ happen? What year was that?
94.
Okay.
Because when the Knicks was in the championship, about to beat the Rockets, you know what I'm saying? OJ,
okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Know,
Chuck was going down with AJ.
No, none of that. I remember that. And I remember that part. The rest of it, I don't remember.
For me, that's when you saw a lot of the school shootings, Columbine, happen in the 90s.
Mm,
I remember that.
Okay. That's a good one. That's a good one.
I remember
one
that
too.
Because it was like a couple of days before my birthday. So
Columbine, the trench coat mafia.
Yeah. And then the motherfuckers want the dog to be copycat. They try to do it my goddamn school. I can't sit your motherfucking asses down somewhere.
Mm. I got you. That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, Dre, what's up?
The first time they tried to blow up the damn Twin Towers.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah, they tried to do it from the parking deck.
Underneath, yep, in the garage.
Yep. Okay. That's when Princess Diana passed away.
Princess Di, you can't talk about Princess Di. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. The 90s was some trash. Also, the 90s was
stupid.
Trash. The right of the 20s, you know, the 2020s. It's some trash. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was trash. It's some trash now.
I mean, we can get more into our culture. Biggie and Pop got killed.
Yep.
Trash.
No,
Big E
Michael the Michael Jackson allegations started popping up heavy.
Yo, that bitch killed Selena.
Yeah.
Stupid. You stupid. You said that bitch killed Selena.
What? Listen.
You stupid.
Man, listen. I feel my friend.
Oh, nigga, the fat boys broke up.
You motherfucking crack ass crackers that drug at black men down in Alabama.
Alabama, I know they did.
Remember
that?
I think it was 93 or 94. And they tried
Rodney
to
King,
the truck.
Yeah, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Mark Furman. No, that was the OJ trial. Who's the dude that Reginald Denny, the one that the truck driver they pulled down and bust him in the
head. On Netflix, you should watch the thing on Netflix about the LA riot. Is it on Netflix? This is a Netflix or Prime? It's about the LA because it talks about
very
the more people helped. It's very good. It talks about how people who tried to help Reginald King and everything, man, it was good. I watched it when I was on one of them long ass layovers. I be watching it. Y'all can't help but watch it. That in there.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. That's like certain things you can't talk about this decade without talking about those things.
Right.
Like to me, you know what I'm saying? The Central Park trial was that for the 80s for me.
Oh, see, I was too young to remember that.
Nigga, if you talk your fucking youth one more time We understand you was a fucking fetus when we was fucking voting. We understand. But I was just too young. Well, you know, I couldn't even cross the street by myself. But that nigga, we get it, nigga. You young. You tender. We get it, nigga.
Y'all young and tender. Are you old and gross? So be quiet.
With a big dick.
So, oh, man, listen. So I was watching it. So I just so happened to be watching the Discovery Channel while I was at my mom's house trying to take a nap. And I guess that's what she was watching before I got there, because I just turned the TV on. I was watching some veterinarian take care of a horse. She had to put the horse to sleep because she had to do surgery on the horse's penis or whatever. I was like, what in the fuck am I watching? Why am I watching this woman do sex on this horse? I changed channel. I felt weird. I was like, I don't understand why. I can't watch this. I'm not gonna do it. Not gonna do it. But anywho, what else am I needing? I was up on my stockings in here.
All right. So now. Right. I'm asking you, since she was so fucking young. Her answer was fucking Similac. But my question to you, Dre, is what were some of the things we was drinking back in the night?
Well,
I had a Bottles and James.
This nigga said a Bottles and James.
First of all,
you probably had a fucking
out.
Zima, too. You had a Zima, too, nigga?
Some niggas were still drinking fucking 8-Ball. You know what I'm saying? But, nigga, when St. I came out and they had the rappers in the video.
St. I's, O.E., Private Stock, nigga, Valentine L, nigga. Those was the shit. 40? 40 in the blunt?
Goddamn
that's what
Cobra,
you really
nigga.
Want. No, see, that was cracked there. I'm sorry.
But did you have King Cobra? Nigga, King Cobra.
We didn't drink it. They had it, but we didn't drink that shit. King Cobra
was
like,
when you open that shit back in the day, the King Cobra, when you open it, that motherfucker started hissing for you. Put it in your system.
I'm done. Maybe that's why we didn't drink that shit. Yeah.
That shit was so, man, I'm telling you, nigga. And if you finish the bottle, you're going to be in jail. You want to either be in jail or you're going to be somewhere fighting like a motherfucker. That shit wasn't in but the devil.
So I remember being in college, my freshman, sophomore, you know what I'm saying, years, and going to the ghetto, to the store.
Not to the ghetto.
Buying to the ghetto in Westbury, because the prices was cheaper in the ghetto for beer. You know what I'm saying? Go there, get a case of 40s for $20.
First of all, a case
of 40s? 12 of them shits for $20. Drive back to the fucking campus and be popping. A case of OE for $20? Son, stop playing. What are you doing? Then they raised it up to $2 each, $24. He's still doing it. Then like when you was in clubs, I don't know about y'all, but that was just the age. Amaretto fucking sour, nigga. Oh,
what?
Nigga.
Oh, man.
Nigga.
Let me tell you something. Nigga. Oh, my. Okay. So, my first drink with my friend's sister was Paul Simon. So, when I was able to go to the club and I was able to give me an amaretto sour.
Nigga, you was grown.
I was grown. I could drink about Paul drink. That doggone amaretto sour. Yeah, that was shit. That was my shit.
Nigga,
right
that
I
was,
learned how to
that,
make
that,
it
that,
on my
that,
own.
That was definitely a 90s drink right there. I was maybe not for your young ass. Excuse me. Yeah, I know.
I was old enough to drink at that point, though. I was old. 2000 and that I was able to drink.
17.
This nigga.
Come on, Dre. Give me a drink, Dre.
Shit, everybody started drinking. Mm-hmm. He said, look, did the song, Goddamn Thug Passion.
Thug Passion. I thought you was going to go someplace else when you said the song, Gin and Juice. That's why I thought you were going to go with Thug Passion. Thug Passion was
juice.
Definitely.
But
Hypnotic Period was some shit. Right, nigga.
Y'all.
That was definitely some shit. You go to the club, you ask, you know what I'm saying? You let me get a hold.
Oh, nigga, you trying to get popping.
Hey, see, that's the
ghetto shit that we be doing. Because you don't go to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, the tavern, you know what I'm saying, in fucking the white area. And ask a nigga for a Jameson and Stoli. You know what I'm saying? You don't do that. They don't mix good liquors together. Here we go, mixing Hennessy and motherfucking Hypnotic. What the fuck is wrong with us?
This ain't what y'all need.
Yeah, Nick, you understand me?
Oh, God, yeah.
You niggas used to drink that shit. Out here drinking out of that. And
shit.
Whatever.
That goddamn disco.
Ew.
Nigga, I remember one night we in school. Nigga, we went to the liquor store. We got a bottle of Thunderbird and a bottle of Cisco. And we mixed them shits. And I swear for God, nigga, I thought we wanted to kill ourselves. Because it ain't make no fucking sense for us to mix Cisco and motherfucking Thunderbird. It ain't make no fucking sense for that shit to be in our stomach at the same time.
Wait a minute. Cisco and the bird?
Nigga. And we.
Damn. How did y'all survive?
That nigga died.
Nigga, mind you, it was like five of us. And between the five of us, I think we had $22 or some dumb shit like that. Like, niggas was really, like really on some broke shit. You know what I'm saying? Who got the fattest dimes? All right, go get a dime for him. All right, boom. Yo, you got Dutchess? You got, all right, so go to your room and get some Dutchess. All right, so then here, take the rest of that. Y'all go to the liquor store and get what y'all get.
It's
nigga.
Cisco and OE.
Nigga. Niggas went and got fucking Thunderbird and Cisco. And we can't. And it went, you know, we was happy. We had a dumb. We get three or four blunts out there.
I was about to become Earlene.
Nigga, Earlene, motherfucking,
I got to kill my
homeboy. The fucking Earl of fucking Cumberbatch.
Thunderbird and goddamn.
I ain't never had no Thunderbird.
Thunderbird, boy.
Sorry.
You ain't missing nothing. Put it that way. You ain't missing nothing with neither one of them. You ain't missed nothing with none of that. Your body thinks.
You got that right, because that was straight malt liquor. Not liquor, liquor. Beer back then would fuck you up quicker than this.
Yep. Then niggas got on that fucking, on that juice shit. Niggas start making eggs with fucking the beer and the eggs and shit.
Beer and eggs? What the hell are y'all doing?
Hey, who's doing it?
In a third mad ghetto. I don't know what you get away with people living with.
Oh, well. Take a listen.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Oh, I saw another thing come up. My bad.
Wow. All right. So
all right.
We went through all that. Movies.
What came out in the '90s?
Nigga, one of my favorite joints that I went to the movies to see. I ain't necessarily a movie nigga like that. Who the fuck was South Central? OG Bobby Johnson.
Okay, I didn't go to the movie, but I did see it. Yo, my kid took me to go see Fresh.
Fresh.
I love that movie. When did Purple Rain come out?
Want to say late 80s.
Purple Rain came out. That shit was, that was 84.
I didn't see that until I was a couple with Prince died. Yeah.
But I know what did come out in the '90s as my favorite movie of all time.
What? Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall. Nights like this.
Is that when the
Fox came out? Yeah. Well, nights like this. And since that's your favorite movie, have you seen the Making of the Heartbeat yet?
No, I haven't.
Man, you got to check this. You're going to be surprised when you audition for that shit. Very audition and damn everything.
I'm done.
Preston Kelly.
Who?
R. Kelly, this is the bitch Eddie Kane. Because their agent, they were trying to do the movie, but they wanted real singers to be in the movie. And R. Kelly auditioned to be Eddie Kane, and then JT or somebody else. Cause he auditioned like three different roles.
The nigga can't read.
How he gonna be in the movie?
Boy, man, the making of that shit. I think it came out last year, but I think they just never like certain spots got the DVD and shit. That shit was crazy.
Wow. I gotta look for that. What else came out in the '90s?
Let's see, House Party. That came out. That was 1990. Friday.
What is that?
The first Friday, the first House Party.
Oh, the first one.
Damn, Boys in the Fucking Hood.
I saw those. Juice, I didn't see Juice or Menace to Society, but they came out during that time. I ain't seen either one of them. Still ain't seen either one of them, and they on motherfucking Netflix. I have no intention.
This
nothing. Okay. This nigga, is that what you said? Yep, that's what you said.
You watching Scarface? She fucking watching. Know what I'm saying? Sesame Street. Get the fuck out of there.
Not watching Sesame Street, you punk bitch. I was not. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I definitely watched the comedy show.
Yeah, I know that. Know what I'm saying? I also know that. Know what I'm saying? This nigga.
I'm really. This
bitch got all kind of ashes on my. Yo,
okay,
these bitches
are gonna. Are you talking about somebody in your house, or are you talking about somebody sitting outside?
Nah, this bitch is outside on my car, and I just see that this nigga walked over behind her and walked and wiped ashes off my shit. I mean, that's actually good.
So, are you
going
to tap it up sitting on your car?
Please hold.
Oh, Lord. He done please hold. He about to go cuss this girl out. Good luck. The girl. Jesus Christ. Try you still there?
Ah, sure the hell is.
Not sure the hell.
Yep.
I think, you know what, friend? I think I've done it. I think I've packed all my shit that I need into one bag. I think I've done it, George. I think I've done it. And if I need a bag, I can take my book bag. I'm not taking a big-ass bag. I'm not doing none of that shit. And trying to lug all that shit on a fucking plane. It's not
something that was wild in the damn 90s, and I can't believe that we were fucking doing it.
What?
Goddamn hammer pants, man.
You wore them hammer pants. You was too legit to quit. That nigga was too legit to quit.
Boy, in 90 and 91, if you didn't have them damn hammer pants, the black ones, with them damn dress shoes with that silver on the front of the, or gold on the front of the.
Don't talk about them shoes, because I had some. I had me some padded leather shoes, and my shoe strings was red. Bitch, you can tell me nothing. You can't see nothing. None. You can't see nothing. You hear me? Nothing.
Exactly. Niggas, uh-oh, here come the hammer. Uh-oh, here come the hammer. Niggas, oh my gosh.
Yep, I found it. I got that. What the hell? Okay, I didn't pack one of my things. Oh, and pants pocket. Yeah, man. Yep. Where's the other piece of my swimsuit?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm back.
Okay, did you cut the little girl
out? Oh, you missed it. We're talking about the hammer pants with the black shoes with the silver on and the gold on the toes.
Nigga, hammer pants. Oh, my God.
I tell you like I told Dre. You got boxing pants. You got boxing shoes. Because I'm for them bitches. I wanted to be a dancer in MC Hammer's video. I sure did.
They put me in the mix. Hammer. They put me in the mix. What?
Because, nigga, you was too legit to quit.
Fire. That was the days when motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, remembered your hook and didn't know what the fuck you said in your verses. They just know it was, you know what I'm saying, can't touch
exactly.
This.
Nobody
sounded like. Can't touch this. You know what I'm saying? That's that nigga, you ain't know what the fuck he was saying and didn't care because you know he wasn't saying nothing.
She was crazy. Like, you had the revolutionary damn rappers, X-Clan, Public Enemy, YG, you know what I'm saying? Then you had the party rappers, Jay, Hammer, you know what I'm saying? Then you had the party rappers that was cracking jokes, Bill Watson, OJ, you know what I'm saying? Good Man, I remember the cracking jokes while they were rapping. Now, everybody on auto tune, you know what you're saying?
And. I don't know if they're saying what they're saying now. So, hell, who cares? But I be twerking.
I ain't gonna front though. I'm gonna tell you, man, the vendors back then, you couldn't tell if they smoked weed or not because they all smelled like cucumber melon. They was all smelling good.
What?
Women every day, boy, you can smell the kush a mile away.
I mean, that's what y'all niggas like and shit. That's what y'all like. I mean, y'all don't want somebody smelling like Japanese cherry blossom no more. People who smell like they've been puffing all the stuff. You gonna puff the bag? That'd be great. Oh my God. And some people, they're just so dumb. They just smell like that all the time. Oh, okay. You want to get on the same smell like it? Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm done.
You're not done. They're going to talk about you. They're talking about you. Not smelling like it all the time. Oh, only thing I got to do now is wait for a phone call. I throw my shit. Lord, I got to put these clothes up. Jesus Christ. You know, Nate.
Say
what?
You are the worst of all time.
How am I the worst? How am I the worst? Be honest.
Be honest what?
I didn't know that, like, when I was at home after being gone for days, I was so fucking tired. I ain't know that shit. Good. After I ate last night, I don't even think I was up 30 minutes after I ate.
All right.
Then a truck had hit me when I woke up this morning. I didn't think I was going to be this tired.
What's your point, man?
I hope that girl sit back to your car, put all the ashes and put her on your cup and on your, and it don't go. Now what?
That nigga done muted us. He probably have to choke himself.
I'm going to go check on his car. Let me send this bitch a text message and tell him, go sit on that nigga car. Go sit on it. I mean, put all your ass on it. Put a dent in the motherfucker. So since he wants to treat me a certain type of way, put a dent in it. And girl, you don't need no call stop. She don't need no call stop.
Y'all are
nigga, you the one talking shit. That's crazy when people, you start treating people the way they treat you.
True.
Yeah, you don't like that shit, do you? But you know, I like to speak some shit. I speak shit into the existence. It's going to be up all night watching his car.
Oh, goddamn.
What?
Nothing. Nothing until you start speaking shit into my existence.
It'll be up all night. She better not be sitting on my car.
Right. Let that bitch sit there one more game. Watch what happens.
Oh Lord, what you gonna play? What you gonna do? Do nothing. Nothing.
I'm a Me Too that.
You gonna do what?
I'm a Me Too her Mama. Ass.
Oh Lord, you ain't gonna do nothing. You gonna do shit. Sorry.
But you know what? I apologize in advance. I'm about to do something stupid. It's not me and my character. I'm a cool girl. She will be like, Me Too.
Oh, Lord. Ron, don't go to sleep tonight. I ain't got no extra to come get your ass. Okay. I ain't got no extra. We don't fly on Saturdays. So I ain't got no flight that I can catch to come to that area to help you. Okay?
Hmm.
What? I was telling you. Nigga, you in jail till Monday.
If not longer.
Oh, Lord. Monday ain't no long day. I'm tired.
Yeah, look, you the white one.
I'm tired. Like, I'm sitting here trying to figure out. I'm up and sad. So, we shall be here next week. It'll be before the 4th of July. We shall be here. I guess Taylor and Medisa will show up. Medisa has said that she might return this week, but she didn't. So, we'll see.
That's what's
I don't know what we're going to talk about next week.
We'll find something out.
Okay. All right. Good. And I'll see y'all on the side next week.
Deuces.
Holler.
Get you off my car.